WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to talk about what odd smells you really enjoy.
Smell my finger, please.
No, smell it. I'm not going to smell your finger. But if you missed it, in the 6 o'clock hour, we called Benny. Long story short, Benny didn't come into work yesterday. Hunter had to cover for him. And according to Benny, he was just... He had too much to do, and he got home late, and yada, yada, yada.
Had nothing to do with the Lions playing the night before.
It conveniently just happened that the Lions played the night before, but we called him and left him a message, and I believe he's finally calling us back because the phone's been ringing for a little bit, and I think it's Benny. So let's take this phone call, see if it's him. WIRX, hello.
I was in the shower, you jerk.
No, you weren't.
I was in the shower.
Do you still take, like, super long showers like you did in high school and your parents are like, Benny, you're wasting all the water. What are you doing in there?
He's rubbing one out. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, just like you guys were probably bored not talking about boobs and poop because you ran out of stuff to talk about at 6 in the morning.
You know, at least we came and did our show. Yeah. So, you know, we got that going for us, which is nice.
I didn't get home. Oh, my. I can't even. Hey, I'm not even going to argue with you. I didn't get home until 9 o'clock. There is no way I could do it.
No way, huh? None.
There's no way.
So what?
No, there's no way.
Benny, we've been meaning to talk to you about this new job that you have because it seems to be interfering with your high-quality radio show.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I have zero comment.
I
have a real job, all right? And I was trying to keep it quiet and not let people know that I was a teacher, but you two decided to let everybody know.
Wait, don't try and church it up. You're a teacher's assistant, all right?
Yeah, you're sharpening pencils.
Yeah. You're refreshing the teacher's coffee and making sure the kids are quiet when they need to be studying.
I hate both of you so much.
I hate both of you. I guess I'm saying, like, every once in a while people miss work. Well, not me. I've actually never taken a sick day in the 2.5 years I've been here, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah.
But if you are going to say you can't make it in, don't do it the day after a Lions game because we just know what happened. You drank too much. You drank your sorrows away. You were crying. You were distraught, and you just couldn't bring yourself to come into work.
That was it. Yep. That was definitely it, guys. It's because I was busy. I have a real job, you know, like you two.
You know, if you were smart, Benny, you would have taken today off because it's National Video Game Day, and we all know you love your video games.
Yeah, you stayed up. You stayed up and watched the Lions lose. You were drinking, and to get your mind off it, you played Fortnite. You didn't go to bed in time, so you had to miss work. Is that what happened?
No, that's not what happened. And Hunter, you better be careful making fun of me for National Video Game Day because I'll walk right into your house and unplug my account from your Xbox. You won't get any free games anymore, okay?
All right, you can take the day off.
Don't do anything crazy here, Benny. Well, look, I'm glad you're doing well and you're on your way to your real job, quote unquote. And I just know we're thinking of you, buddy, and we hope you're okay.
I hope you feel better.
I hate both of you guys. Just to see a phone call from you two.
Hey, what did your
6:40 in the morning?
What did your mom pack you for lunch today? Does she still leave the little notes in there? I know she does that for my lunch. So.
You know what? Fine. Whatever. You know, it's apple slices and peanut butter and jelly, okay? Is that fine?
Hey, Benny, we'd love to chat, but we actually have to do a radio show. You remember that thing that you were supposed to do yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
See you, buddy. So I'm glad Benny finally called us back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad he did call back.
Yeah. Must have a lot of free time just hanging around giving us a call.
Yeah, because he got days off. You get a lot of stuff done when you get days off.
We love you, Benny. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:42, it's Brock, it's Hunter. 925 WIRX 925-9479. This morning, yeah, we figure what the hell. Let's just talk about odd smells that we really enjoy. Mm-hmm. Do you have an odd smell that you enjoy?
Yeah, every time I step foot in Dad's shop. Just, it's like that solvent that you clean parts with.
Yeah.
Just fills the room.
A really heavy, harsh chemical.
Yeah, exactly.
Just enjoy that sweet, sweet smell.
Smells fantastic.
I love the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
Almost to a fault. Like, pumping gas is one of my favorite things in the world.
Been pumping gas for a while. You like humping gas, huh?
I'll say
gas does smell good.
Yeah.
I will say what smells better. Ever been to a racetrack?
Yeah.
Smell that nitro?
Oh, yeah. High octane fuel.
Yeah, if you're behind it, it'll burn your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that smell.
It smells just so good. One thing I really love the smell of, and I guess I would say this is an odd smell, is fresh cut hay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Growing up on a farm, one of my favorite things, driving past a hay field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it smells.
Isn't that cow manure?
No, it's hay.
Oh. Anytime I drive by a farm, it's just like, ugh.
You know what? And that's the smell of money right there, son.
Hey, it really is,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. But you
sweet,
smell,
sweet money.
You smell like cow poop.
I love the smell of a fresh cow patty in the pasture. Ooh.
God.
But no, fresh cut hay. Oh, my God, it smells so good.
Uh-huh.
It smells so good. Drying out there in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of home. Reminds me of the good old days. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Give us a call or comment on Facebook. What odd smell do you really enjoy? We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Cow pie.
Yeah.
Fox.
Ah.
Ooh, that smell.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning we're talking about odd smells that we enjoy.
Hey, here, smell my fist.
Oh, Jesus, man. For God's sakes. Why don't you go sit in the corner and think about what you just said.
Okay, okay.
Let's take a couple phone calls. WIRX, hello.
Dude, diesel exhaust.
Diesel exhaust. Like when they're rolling coal.
I don't know why. We did a lot of construction around my house when I was young, and just like it was cool to be out there working with Dad and the diesel exhaust going.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh.
I like it, man. That's a good one. All right, go sniff some tailpipes, all right?
Bye.
Later, man. WIRX, hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning. What's up?
Hey, one of the best smells, burnt gunpowder.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, you psycho.
Down the range, baby.
I like it, man. That's a good one. Thanks for the call, bud.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, bye. Okay, then.
Okay. All right.
WIRX, hello.
Dude, diesel exhaust.
Diesel exhaust. You like when they're rolling coal?
I don't know why. We did a lot of construction.
Oh, wait. Hold on. WIRX, hello.
Morning.
Morning.
What's that?
Odd smells, huh?
Yeah. What odd smell do you like?
You ever been to your parents? You go to the basement and it's got that old
dead body smell.
Not like the moldy, nasty smell, but it's just aged.
That basement smell, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. The old farmhouse I grew up in, it, you know, obviously it had the exposed floors, you know, and everything. Yeah. That old like oak floors,
cement walls.
Oh man,
floor.
Yeah. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it brings you back to your childhood, man.
Yeah, and when Dad used to send me to the basement after he beat me. What? What? All right, man. That's a good one. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Thank you.
Get in the basement. Get in the basement. Get in there. All right, let's take a quick break. More odd smells when we come back.
Rock 102.
Good morning. Wake up, slut. Wake up, slut.
I don't know.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about odd smells, we got a lot of comments on Facebook. A lot of people out there just huffing stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Brad said C12 race fuel.
I'm telling you, that race fuel,
love
man.
Love that racing fuel.
Smells good.
Naomi, which is I moan backwards, machined metal.
All right.
Nice. David likes the smell of tire smoke.
Yeah, that's good.
Laura likes the smell of Sharpies. It's hard to beat a good Sharpie smell.
Have you ever smelled like a terrible stinky Sharpie, like an old Sharpie?
Oh, yeah.
It smells terrible.
It's true. There's a
or like a dry erase board marker.
Ugh, stinks. Let's see. Tatiana likes to smell of gasoline, brand new wiper fluid, Neosporin, and diesel.
Neosporin, huh?
That's a very specific one.
Yeah.
Matt likes to smell of skunks.
Yeah.
What?
Matt likes to get high, doesn't he?
Give me that skunk. Ah!
Just smells like a fresh bag, bro.
Just nostril deep in a skunk butt. What? Dana likes the smell of burnt matches.
Yeah.
Rachel likes the smell of an operating room at the hospital when you first go in. Rachel Hammock.
What?
Before she dissects a victim. The smell after it rains. Elijah likes that one. Mm-hmm. How romantic.
Like the smell of formaldehyde.
Like the smell of a dead body.
You know what, though? Like, if you go to a funeral and then everybody wants the flowers at the funeral.
Yeah.
You bring it back to the house. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
It smells like a funeral
this
in here.
This was just next to a dead guy. Do we need it?
Right.
I don't think so.
It reminds me, there should be a dead guy next to these flowers.
Brittany likes the smell of a new shower curtain. That is odd.
You know, like, that, I don't know if it's the same smell, but I got, like, new shoes in the mail the other day. You ever smell like a brand new pair of shoes?
Yeah, that kind of that rubber almost.
Yeah, rubbery
like that,
smell. Yeah. I love that smell.
You know what smell I love? A brand new thing of tennis balls. You open that up.
Bah, bah.
Oh, yeah, you make that.
Yeah.
And then, why does that smell so good?
I don't know.
It smells so good.
Something about it.
Sean likes the smell of hand sanitizer. I don't know if I like the smell of hand sanitizer, but if you ever notice what I do is I'll put hand sanitizer on and I'll smell it because it's just that alcohol really opens up the sinuses.
Yeah.
I'll do that. So.
No, you just like huffing things.
Right to the dome. Right to the dome.
Have you ever smelled chloroform before?
I'm not falling for that again, man.
Dude, it's a knockout smell.
Do I have a rim shot here, anybody?
All kaboom.
Rock 106. Hey, good morning. 8:39. God, where'd the morning go?
And it's gone.
We got Kiki in here as well. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, did you know it's a national video game day?
Oh, yahoo! Is that the Mario in a studio?
For God's sake.
You play video games?
You know what? Wait. No, hold on. We gotta reset this.
What? Thank you for listening to the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter will return shortly. We thank you for your patience.
No more Mario in the studio.
Oh, come on. Why?
No more.
Why?
I thought it was pretty good.
No, it's terrible.
He
stop
doesn't
it.
Like it.
Don't make me take another break because of technical difficulties. I'll do it.
He sucked at Mario. That's why.
I'm awesome at Mario.
No. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I heard you guys talk about. Sorry. Go ahead.
Your parents never bought you Mario.
They didn't.
That's why.
But I got older and I became the best. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I put on a sweatband on my head and on my wrist so the controller didn't get sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
I heard you guys talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm kind of disappointed that was so low on the list.
Yeah.
On like the top favorites, you know, that were
pulled. Well, it wasn't my list.
No, I know. I meant in general. But so the Sonic the Hedgehog, I used to play that constantly.
I was good at that one. Sega doesn't get as much love as it should.
See, I was a Sega girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I played a lot of Sega.
And see, me too.
Wasn't Mortal Kombat Sega?
That was on Sega. Yeah. Sega. There was this game I used to play on Sega, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it's called, but it was like a panel. So you, it was a side scroller,
mm-hmm.
but it was a Western, and you shot guns.
Ooh,
and I remember the one level that my brother and I would sit and play on shut up. We play on this little tube TV. This, I swear to God, like probably a 12-inch tube TV down in the basement.
Weighed 800 pounds.
Dude, it was. So we had the Sega plugged in that. You had to sit so close to it. And we would play for hours, man.
Yeah.
Like in the wintertime, like just hours on there. And there's this one level, like one of the final bosses, where it was in a mine, right? And it's amazing I can remember this. I remember like it was yesterday. And so you were in the mine, and so you had to shoot, but he would throw dynamite sticks at you, and it would start getting faster. So you're, pew, 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 and you get hit with dynamite, and it was crazy.
That's badass.
And then you had to shoot him when he popped up, and he wasn't throwing dynamite. I can't remember the name of that. If anybody knows, message me on Facebook.
I think he just made it up.
Yeah, I made that up.
He just made that
whole
thing up.
What about the Oregon Trail? Do we count that?
Yeah, that's a video game.
But that was a video game.
PC game.
That was kind of like the first entry into like a game in the...
I just always liked to shoot the buffalo. That's all I wanted to do.
You have 9,000 pounds of meat. You can't take it all. All right, this is what the white man did. We came in and we just killed all the buffalo, all the Tatankas, and we pushed the Native Americans out of their land.
Oregon Trail was classic.
Oregon Trail was awesome. Yeah. And I just said Oregon, like I'm from Michigan.
It's Oregon.
Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Oregon.
But no, I did it more as a social aspect to it because you could name all the characters.
It was a big deal.
And then
when you were
mad at someone, you were like,
kill him off.
Susie's gonna die today of dysentery.
Damn you, Susie.
Yeah, Susie, that's what you get, you bitch.
Yeah.
That's what you get for talking to Brad.
Get off the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, you bitch. I was in remedial math. I was in remedial math, and our
math blaster.
Math. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, math
blaster.
And what was the cruncher one too? Did you ever play that one where the little guy that? But anyway, no. That's not the point. The point is, us dummies, when we did well in our remedial math class, when we got 2 + 2 and we figured out it was 4, we got to play Oregon Trail afterwards. Because and that's all our biggest thing. We didn't care about learning how to do math. We just wanted to play Oregon Trail. What?
Taking pictures of Hunter.
I got my legs crossed like a woman.
And his arm, too.
Yes, that's going to
be Kiki's camera photo of the day.
And then the other one in middle school. Now, this was more PC video games, but in middle school. After we had a drafting class, we had learning how to do like 3D. Anyway. We got to play SimCity. Oh,
SimCity was a good one. It was a little complicated. It took me a while to get into it. Yeah, there's so many things going on.
I've never played
it. A very clear...
What?
Yeah, never played SimCity.
Oh, Hunter, you download... I don't care if you don't do anything the rest of the show. Download
it
and play it on your computer.
You know, it was a computer thing.
Oh, my God, dude. SimCity until either a natural disaster... Or Godzilla. I remember Godzilla would come in, a monster, and
just destroy all your work.
I never did any of that. I always just played house, basically,
and
built a really cool backyard or a
kitchen.
I was doing the dishes.
While you guys were playing SimCity and Oregon Trail, I was kicking ass playing Mortal Kombat.
See, I played that too.
I love Mortal Kombat. ABACABB for the Sega. That's the blood code. The blood code.
You still remember it?
Yeah, and my aunt would get pissed when I came over to her house because my cousin had Mortal Kombat on the Sega Genesis, and I'd always type in the blood code for him. ABACABB, man.
And then you'd rip somebody's head right off.
Right, and then I'd take off, and she's like, you typed in the blood code, didn't you? We can't be having blood in video games.
Hunter, he's 4.
Right.
He tried to rip the cat's head off. Stop it. Well, anyway, happy National Video Games Day today.
Yeah.
Go
play
some video
games.
Yeah.